Everybody, here we are again, another BBS program, and today is our Paranormal Friday, and the date for today is January 16th, 2015. So, here we go. In case you're on an archive listening and you wanted to tune in to our Friday shows, we're on Station 2 on BBS. So, let's do a clearing here for emotional energies or stuff that's happened during the week. So, here we go. Think of an issue. One, we'll clear that. Two, three, four, and five. And here we go again. Well, that was heavy. Another issue, or the same one over again. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll do the light beam activation. So you can bring up the three light beams if you like. If not, if you only have one up, that's fine. And we'll charge the one up or the first one with the male energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next would be non-gender. So one, two, three, four, and five. And the last one here, and not least, will be the females. Let's just be one female, though. So here we go, one female energy. One, two, three, four, and five. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. Are you there, Cindy?
I am here. Good evening, Ron. Good evening, listeners out in Radio Land, and also those that are in the chat room this evening. And I'd like to welcome all newcomers also. Tonight, if you would like to send an email, you may do so at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you would, please put the day that you probably will be listening. I mean, if it's tonight, of course, you would just put Friday. And if you put your topic, too, in that way, that'll help us moving forward if we're not able to address your email this evening. And if you're in the chat room, you can certainly put a brief message there for us. And tonight is Paranormal Friday, so we'd like to hear about any abnormal or UFO activity that you may have seen. And the only other thing I wanted to share is be sure and check out the CLS Chat Connection site, because that has information that is not actually listed on creationlightship.com at this point. And so we're using the chat site as an accessory. So be sure and check that out, because it has 2015 event dates that Ron has scheduled, including a couple of expos. And then also be sure and go on creationlightship.com. There are links from the chat site to creationlight.com where the clearings are that Ron has created for us. Be sure and check all that information out. If you have questions regarding that, email clsquestions@yahoo.com. Well, Ron, thank you so much for doing the double emotional clearing. I actually feel calmer, and I didn't know I wasn't calm. So thank you. Appreciate that. Well, I think we'll just jump into a couple emails. One question I had, Ron, is how do we know if someone does not have a spirit, or it's obvious that the spirit is gone to us? I mean, how do we confirm that?
Okay. Well, the body energy would be a little different. Some people may not be able to detect that, but you can always look at their eyes. So the new clones that are here will have very, very bright eyes. And they'll probably be blue more than any other color. So if you see very, very bright blue eyes, then you know that that's probably a clone coming through, which means that it would not even be considered a human, okay? So we'll just kind of look at that aspect with the eyes. Now, the next thing is, if you look at a human, And their eyes are glossed over completely. They look dead, just like looking at somebody maybe who's been killed, in a sense, looking at somebody's body with their eyes open, nothing's there. And then you know that they're not, there's no spirit in the body. So, number one, was there a spirit in the person's body before you saw them? You know, maybe they lost it through taking drugs, alcohol, etc. Or, you know, maybe it was never there to begin with. So I guess the question would be, what can you do for that? Well, you may be able to go into the clearing to make the person human, which would be the clone to light clearing, if the person is a clone. That could help them. And or the human to light clearing, that could help to bring in more energies. You could even do the be here now clearing, but it all depends, you know, where the spirit went. So the spirit's outside of their body, then yeah, you can help them with the be here now. If the spirit is abducted onto a, you know, beyond old timeline, or a timeline that's tangent to a timeline, then they're just probably gone for good, and there won't be really any hope bringing them back. So I guess the question kind of would be, well, this person was human and their spirit left them. Well, why did it leave them? What did the person do, if anything, to get it to leave? Like I said, drugs and alcohol are one way. Too much meditation is another one, because they're going outside of their body all the time, and the spirit may find a better place to live than here. So,
right.
One of those guided meditations caught the spirit, you know. You know how good they sound when you hear somebody talking about it. This wonderful, beautiful place, and you're there, and now the spirit goes, well, adios. So, and it may get trapped in one of those holographic displays. So, That's kind of it. So what do you do? Well, you could see if the person could... Remember, the person's not going to know if they don't have a spirit, number one. You could go up to them and say, hey, you know, you don't have a spirit in your body. And they go, well, so what? You know, big deal, you know? They may not understand or even know about it. So, you know, remember, the emotional body runs the body, not necessarily the spirit. So the emotional body, and the person may just get very emotional with you and be very angry because you pointed something out that makes them not look right. But they could probably care less because they're having a great time here. So you may not be able to even help them. And do they want the help? So that's the first thing.
Right.
Sometimes by interfering with somebody's life, you can cause more problems for yourself. You know, they may go talk to one of their dark side practitioner friends and have something put on you, you know, because you're now, they may think that you're the dark side. They may feel fine. And what's this person trying to do to me, you know? So best just to leave well enough alone normally. Now, if you have an animal or pet, like a dog or cat, and they're behaving differently, and, you know, they don't go by the same name that you're used to giving them, you know, or something, and it's cloned out, you could probably help them more than you could probably help a human. So back to you, Cindy.
Well, excellent descriptions, Ron, and I wonder if we were to flip it just a little bit differently, and that is we speak to someone and they notice we're peaceful and want to know how we've achieved that, and then we also suspect that the spirit is not there. And they're willing to do a clearing, but this doesn't seem to be helping them. So in that case, if they're willing, in that case, would we be able to do, well, I know you've already mentioned the clone to light, the human to light, and the be here now. But is there anything else that would help kickstart?
Yeah, maybe the alien delight also, but still, you know, if they're gone, they're gone. You know, maybe it's a shapeshifter you're talking with, you know? So,
oh, yeah, stringing us along, okay.
I just leave well enough alone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say to try to help somebody. And is it a human life form that you're looking at, you know? So,
right.
You know, you want to kind of be careful. Because they look human, they may not be. You know, look at all the zombie movies and stuff, you know, that people
right.
have seen and passed, you know, and a lot of people just look at it as entertainment, you know, like watching mm-hmm. a cartoon or something. But, you know, that could be reality somewhere, maybe even here someday, you know. So you just be careful.
Yikes,
you know,
definitely.
Mind your own business. So back to you.
Okay, well, thanks. That's another good reminder. And we don't have control of others. So if it's our judgment that their spirit's not there, we really don't have control over them. And as you presented it, actually, it could turn about and not only create some other type of maybe hex or spell, but courting for sure. So, yeah, just digs up more trouble. Well, Ron, you mentioned three of the free clearings you have so kindly shared with us, and that is the clone to light clearing and the alien to light clearing and the human animal to light clearing. So Ron has kindly offered those free. If you have not received those, please email clsquestions@yahoo.com and we will forward those free links to you. And so thank you again for doing that, Ron. Okay. I have another question. Let's see here. This is in regard to educating clones. Previously, Ron, you advised not to educate clones, if I recall. It does affect me in my finances as well as time I'm spending to clear up issues. Clones just don't understand because their program is limited, not logical. So.
Well, you could probably help them out. You know, you could probably instruct them to tell them what you want to have done in a nice way. Like you're talking to, like, maybe a second grader or something. And they'd probably get that
mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're going to really feel the frustration that you're feeling. All they know is a few steps on what they're doing or just a limited amount of information. And so the fact that you know more than they do, they, you know, doesn't probably have any reference, you know, to what, you know, you're doing with them to them. Because all they know is, well, you know, I only have so many pieces of data here, and you don't match up to it, and thank you very much for calling, you know. And, you know, that's sort of kind of what it is. So you may want to educate them or do something.
Well, Ron, maybe,
I guess to be
quite, maybe it's not bothering them, you know, the clones, but if it's bothering us, maybe we should be doing some type of a clearing if it's pushing our buttons stronger than normal.
That's correct, uh-huh. And, yeah, so you probably want to do a clearing.
Right.
Frustration, anxiety clearing, you know? Oh, no, they got me, you know? Yeah. Oh, yeah, if not, you know, you could ask for a supervisor, but, you know, you may just want to do something to help the person, and you probably got to outwit them in a sense so that they'll do what you want them to do because they just have a limited program, and it's not their fault. And
mm-hmm.
they may think that you're, you know, if they have a program, you know, because they recognize that you're getting angry with them, they may not even know that. And so your frustration is all your own. And they're just
right.
there smiling away, which you probably have all seen clones smiling away, you know, as you ask them something, and they just smile back at you, you know. I mean,
they're humoring us.
what a time to be living here, you know?
So, oh, yeah,
so they don't, they're not attached to that much emotional stuff. You know, it's all your stuff now that you're dealing with because you're frustrated. So, yeah, I'd help them out the best you can or find, maybe look for a human if that even exists in the company that you're attempting to deal with on something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. Okay. And it just came to me, too, that if this is happening continually with a person, would the mind loop clearing help to kind of change that?
Probably not. They need to get a little more into the emotions in order to have some of the clearings work, okay? Remember, they're learning emotions, learning how to live here, so they're going to want to have those emotions, okay, because they want to fit in. And so eventually, you know, if they're brand new right now, maybe in 6 months, with all the people maybe contacting them over the telephone, if they're somebody who's, you know, dealing with the public, they're going to start to get more of their database filled up, and maybe in 6 months they may start getting angry at people. So at that point, they want to have their emotional clearing. But as it is right now, they're just robots. So,
right. That's the other person. But if I'm the one that is continually feeling impatient because I'm having to train and educate and I'm frustrated, and it's happening a lot, would it help me to do, assuming I've done the emotional clearing and others, would it help me to do the mind loop to get away from that tape?
Now the mind loop, and maybe they stuck a barcode on you, mental barcode, so that you're there.
Ooh.
To people. You know, they may have saw your weakness, you know? They go, this person's really frustrated. And they're getting tired of doing this. So we'll just give them a barcode on that, the mental barcode, so that they keep educating the clones. And naturally, you're getting more frustrated because now you've got another job to do, okay? Not realizing mm-hmm. that you're doing the, you know, a favor to the aliens, you know? They could have put a barcode on you if you start seeing that a lot. The mind loop one, you know, could be something, but I think it would be more of a barcode. Because you
okay.
keep coming up against these things, you know, these creatures.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of mental clarity, would you be willing to do a sample healing for us?
Marco, it would be hard to, but I'll just look at the last clone that you dealt with, and I'll see if I can help you out by releasing some of the energies.
Okay.
So here we go. Think of your last clone, and that didn't seem to get what you're talking about. So here we go, releasing the energy from you, from that experience. Because remember, this is your emotional experience. Because you just got your buttons pushed. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. There we go. So
excellent.
If that helps you. What was coming kind of in our realm now of experience is going a little bit sideways, but I'm sensing I don't have it nailed down completely. So I'll just describe what I'm picking up here. Maybe in a while I'll have more information, but it seems that people have these, I'll use the word dormant implants in them. And these dormant implants get activated, and we'll just say they turn into like a bunch of worms, in a sense, that have intelligence floating around in their bodies, okay?
Mm.
Notice I didn't say your body. So their bodies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to throw up
okay.
right away. So it's in their bodies, okay. Somebody out there, you know. So these things are very intelligent, and they are there to get your DNA, what your wants and desires, we'll say, hopes, wants, and desires. So right away they tune into that because this is what you are, in a sense, expressing. Now what happens is something out there in the beyondo now is able to connect with them and bring into your reality through a hologram that's projected into your reality. Okay? And this hologram now is there to give you what you would like to have. But in the process, it's going to start to destroy you and in a sense, take away your humanism, your energies of you. Remember I mentioned about, you know, jokingly about the, you know, these shapeshifters having like a suction cup to kind of suck your thoughts, your brains out in a sense, you know? Well, this is sort of what's happening. So let's just say that a person wants to have a relationship with someone else. Everybody can relate to that. You may not want to have one, but you know about relationships, okay? So all of a sudden, you start thinking, gee, I want to have a relationship, a partner, or something out there. I don't have one now. And all of a sudden, those thoughts get collected by these little worm things that's inside of this person, we'll say, going around. And now they have the data of what type of person you'd like to have. Maybe you want to get a tall, thin person, we'll just say, right, with blonde hair, just throwing that out, okay? So they know that, and all of a sudden they're going to take that information, and now they're going to bring forth a manifestation from the invisible. Remember, the collective consciousness, they're going to create this thing, and all of a sudden, voila, you're walking down the street in a few days, and there's that person that you kind of was looking for, okay? But they're not human. They're a robotic program. And all of a sudden, you connect with that life form, that thing, and now they may start to have a relationship with you, but they're like a shapeshifter hopping into your body to destroy you. And then they look around to see how much of you is human, because they don't want the humans to be here. So this might get a little scary. Remember, everything out there, probably 95% of the population is robotic clones, okay, or androids or something, but they're not a human species, but they look like it. So this is going to be hard for the first-time listeners here, but the people who know about this know about the major abduction, you know, that happened in 2012. The world came to an end with the Mayan calendar, in a sense, and that's where it ended. What got put back in here is new timelines for the aliens to use. So anyway, that's kind of what I see is happening. I'll probably have more information on it, but it can definitely, in fact, if you have somebody like that you've seen recently, maybe since the first of the year, I don't know if they had any prototypes coming in before the 2015 timeline change, okay? Remember, this is a brand new timeline. So I don't know if they were here in 2014. So if some of you have maybe somebody that maybe you met, it's brand new to you, in the last couple of weeks, then very possibly they could be that type of person. So what I'm going to do is release the cordings from you that these little worms gave or was used. Remember, they kind of painted the picture of what needs to be manifested in this new life form that you now probably are seeing, okay? And so I'm going to take away the energetic cordings and just see if you feel any different toward the person and see if you have some of your energy coming back. So here we go. Releasing that energy from that particular fabricated shapeshifter life form that's not human. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Now, I didn't mention this, but it could be even the person that you've been married to for, you know, a long time, or your partner, or somebody you're living with. They may have been abducted at the end of 2014, and this thing is now, and it's like a zombie. This thing is now in their place. So,
wow.
Oh, information is very powerful once you know what's happening. That's why I'm giving this information
right
out. And tonight is our night to do that, because it's our sci-fi night. So we can kind of go out of the box a lot. But this is what I see is coming down the pike here, are these energies. So they're using the law of cause and effect, the law to bring stuff into your life, law of attraction. And the law of attraction they're using to turn it against you, to take away your life force energy, and maybe even steal parts of you or all of you. So that's what they're doing, because they are looking for humans. So that's the scary part. So I've been doing a lot of work on that recently to help out people. And these things do jump from body to body. So if you're looking and you're able to catch that, we'll just use the word shapeshifter for these people. There's no word that I can think of to call it, because it's not really even a shapeshifter, because it's some other life form. Remember, it's a hologram inside of your hologram, okay? So they just stuck it in there because you want that. So it could jump into other people around you, and you can actually watch them change as this life form, is trying to get more of your energy. So another way of putting this, let's just say that you're dealing with, maybe you're around a bunch of friends, right? And you're talking, and somebody disagrees with you, or you disagree with them, and you get a little bit upset. Well, that triggered that life form, okay? And so now maybe you got your feelings hurt. So now that life form, that thing, hops into somebody else, and now the person comes over to you, and the person pats you on the back, and, oh, I'm so sorry, James or Sally did this to you, it's something. And as they're patting you on the back, making you feel better, they're actually sucking your energy out too. So remember, just think of those zombie movies, like the movie They Live, and where people are changing. There's that TV series, where the zombies are too. There's a lot of those. I don't know what the names are, but, where people are humans and they are running away from zombies, So
right.
That's been pretty cool. But anyway, that's just a heads up for everybody. So if you do see somebody all of a sudden that came into your life, or somebody old that came into your life, and they look a little different, maybe they put their T-shirt on backwards one day, didn't know what's going on or whatever, and you go, what's wrong with that person? Well, it's because that may not be that person. It's that life form that they took from your mind energy. Remember, your cellular memory has all your thoughts, and they took it from that and recreated that person. And maybe you're walking down the street, and all of a sudden you see somebody who looks like one of your grandparents that died, 10, 20 years ago or whatever. And you go, wow, that looks like so-and-so. Well, they may have just created that from the hologram to make you walk over to it so that they can get more energy from you. So anyway, we'll see if we have any comments out there. So back to you, Cindy.
We do have comments. We have a question. Are you talking about orbs?
No.
Okay.
Now this is.
Are these work? Go ahead. Sorry.
No, they're not orbs. The orbs can do some stuff to you to get your cellular memory. Yes. This is something inside of you already that's been probably put in you to get activated for 2015. Maybe you had a meditation, 30, 40 years ago, and they took you to that special place, and in that special place, they,
Oh, gosh.
Or you sang that special song in church, and you got all emotional or whatever, and they hooked you up. This is stuff that's already inside of you, and now it's getting activated.
Time bomb.
Like a, It's like a time bomb, you know, like one of those, you know, some of the pills that people buy, you know, were activated throughout the day or something, you know, in a timely manner.
Time release activation, yes. Oh, boy. Well, we have another question. Are these worm things located in the hands?
Boy, I haven't
I think
really
you said anywhere.
I would say that would be very possible in the hands if people touch a lot. So I would say, I would say it'd probably be a good place to have them. Yes, so people shake hands, hug each other, so the hands are active for that.
Wow.
And
here's a person
having a relationship with somebody, you know, what's happening, you know?
Oh, boy.
So, going on
we have a few other questions.
Yeah, who's your bed partner, you know? Yikes.
Oh, boy. It just gets deeper, Ron.
What is?
And you're right. The power is knowing, you know, having the information so that we can do something about it. So thank you for that. Even though it's creeping me out, I'm sure it's creeping other people off too.
Okay.
Oh boy, well, we have a couple more questions. One is, if the aliens feed off our life force energy and our light, how come they don't want us here?
I think humans think too much, and they may be harder to control now with the alien program. It's better to have you somewhere else, hooked up someplace in the Beyondo, and here they just have the workforce. Remember, you're probably brought here initially because you needed to, be a workforce for some aliens a long, long time ago. Mm. You know, that's probably what happened to most people. They got stuck here, or in the process, they became a workforce. You know, so that seems a little far-fetched to you. Do you have a job now? And do you get paid for your job? You're a workforce. You're doing work, you know. So are you a slave to your job? Well, if you love your job, then you're not a slave. But, you know, can you get anything free? You know, well, not really. The air's free. But other than that, you wouldn't survive too long without having, some money to buy something with, unless you have other ways of doing something. But most people find that, you know, that's the main thing here. So I think they get rid of the humans. And then all you have left here are the clones and the replicas. Then, just like the people that you see in stores and the ones that you're having a hard time communicating with, all they do is smile and they do their job perfectly. So maybe the humans got a little sassy, possibly, and didn't like what's going on. So the powers to be are out there trying to get rid of the humans that are here and bringing in these life forms. Could call them alien, could call them something else, but they're not human. So they want to have these other life force, life energies here instead of you. And maybe you're too valuable out there in the Beyondo, so they want to capture you. You're probably very special because you have a spirit.
Yikes. Wow. Well, here's an interesting comment. Wow, I have seen these tiny worms / snakes released from me during one of your calls, Ron. I'm sure there's a thank you in there.
Yeah, that's what we do. I'll be focusing more of these things probably on the Sunday call here coming up. But yeah, I'll probably get more information, but I'm finally kind of getting some of the information put together, you know, as I start seeing more, feeling more, and get more alien attacks put on me as I start getting these things off of me, then I can figure out what's going on.
Right.
So.
Thank you.
And it is kind of
trailblazer.
Very disconcerting to have to deal with this crap, you know. I want to see the planet the way it's supposed to be with a nice rainforest and get rid of all these holograms, you know. So anyway.
I'm sorry. Repeat that. Get rid of these what?
get rid of the hologram so we can see the rainforest here and see all the beautiful where they were supposed to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're bringing all these holograms in, you know?
Right.
And once you realize that they drop cars next to you, they bring people next to you that wasn't there before, you know, you could be walking down the street, and nobody's on the street, and all of a sudden you hear some footsteps behind you, and sure enough, somebody dropped in here, and they're walking 20 feet behind you or something. You go, where'd that person come from, you know? Well, they just got dropped in. You know, so this happens all the time. So this is how the holograms work. So
right. Well, Ron, the person that remembered or acknowledged the worm snake release commented and said, yes, thank you. They were tiny and in a cluster. And the same person says, so it is best to stay solo. Speaking of the relationship part of the conversation. Ron, you brought up Sunday's conference call, and I'd just like to say that Ron has set up monthly intensives for us, and this Saturday, it's Sunday. Wow, what timeline am I on? Let me start again. Sunday, January 18th, 8-hour conference call, physical rejuvenation. And after that, we'll have January 25th. And these are monthly calls. So thank you very much, Ron. And it'll be interesting to see or to hear what other elements you've picked up in the next few days to help us with.
Yeah, I'll make it some more data. You know, this may be an ongoing thing as they try to bring in more stuff here.
Wow.
And, you know, just watch people and just see how they're behaving. That's all I can tell everybody, just watch them, you know, and see if they look real, see if they do their job extra well, you know. They're going to be different. And, you know, just kind of take your own notes on what people are like out there. And if you're listening and you're a clone, and you don't know if you're a clone, but, you know, this is kind of, I don't even know if it would relate to your information that you have stored in you already, if there's even a place to put this information. But if you're in question, then, you know, that you could be this, it's fine. You know, you can do the clone to light or alien to light clearing, and even humans can do that to get rid of something that could have attached to them. Maybe you got something growing in you, you know, and it's trying to take you over, and you don't know about this. You can get it out of you that way too. So, you know, it doesn't hurt anything to do the clearing. So, don't feel ashamed or like you're going to go, well, I'm going to send off that questionnaire to CLS questions, and I might be the only one sending this in, and they're going to know that I'm a clone. Don't even worry about it. You know,
right.
Perfectly, as it doesn't matter. You know. And see how your energy feels. Remember, you're probably in more, even though you may have a limited consciousness, a limited hard drive with not much on it, being human is so much more better, you know? So, back to you.
Thanks, Ron. You brought up a good point in regard to, I'll speak specifically about the free clearings that we've sent out. People may have requested, say, the Clone Delight, but we sent all three out to them, and then they were responding back saying, well, do I really need this? Or, you know, do I really have, is this going to help me, or what's this going to do? And to your point, Ron, just run the clearing.
I remember the answer's in the question. So if you're asking,
right.
You need it, you know? So,
that's right.
Well, another thing, you know, I remember watching some military thing, probably on YouTube or something, you know, or whatever. And I don't know what race it was, whether it was whatever, you know, whether it was Korean or Chinese or something. But I saw all these soldiers. It could have even been one of the movies, you know. But anyway, I saw all these soldiers doing like a goose step, you know. and they kind of pan back, and you probably are seeing like maybe 300 soldiers in front of you, like robotic programs with their legs going up and down at the same exact time, same rate, same speed. And so there's your robotic programs, you know? So anyway, back to you.
Well, Ron, we have an email regarding fear, and the question is, why do we clear fear instead of clearing the program that programs the fear? And that can be with any type of thing, not just fear, but this is the one.
That's a good question. So the fear clearing that we have on the website is a whole lifetime clearing. So you have an emotional one, you have anxieties, you have pain, you know, there's all different types, depression. These are all whole lifetime clearings dedicated to that one particular energy body. So this is an energy body that you're clearing, okay? Just doing a timeline crash is not going to clear the energy body. It's just going to take away one situation that you dealt with. That's what the timeline crashes do. And so that's sort of what I'm talking about, you know, what you're going to be bringing up here, is why, you know, why not clear the one incident? Well, that's what you do on a timeline crash, okay? But it's still inside of you. You know, you just happen to see one of those pages in your book that's about 5 foot thick, full of pages, okay? So, yeah, you can clear that one incident, but you still got that massive book. You want to get rid of that book. So one is to clear, you know, what happened to you, and that's perfectly fine. So do, you know, 500 timeline crashes to clear that one thing so that one incident doesn't keep recycling on you. But what about all the other pages? That's why you do a whole lifetime clearing, to get rid of that stuff. So another way of looking at it is you can say, well, can you get rid of my karma for this year? Well, yeah, you have to bring up the incident. You're not going to get rid of all of your karma on something. The whole lifetime clearing can do that. You know, that's what it's basically for, is to get rid of what's recycled. What isn't recycled, you know, you don't need to worry about, because, you know, why would you want to bring in, you know, another 1,000 books 5 foot thick, you know? Just don't experience them. You know, get yourself into peace. Remember, you turned away from peace. So once you get back into peace and you do those whole lifetime clearings to bring you back into peace, then it doesn't matter what's inside of you. It's just dormant until somebody else activates it. And remember, it's taking your whole life to get to where you are now to corrupt all your energetic bodies. So chances are you're not going to be like this when you leave here. Hopefully we'll all leave together and get the hell out of here. But until that time happens, you want to get the clearing so you stay in peace. So hopefully I answered that question. Just clearing one page out of your book, you know, is not going to, you know, it'll help you up for that one page.
Mm-hmm. Great. We have about, I'd say, five more great questions. And before we do that, because we were talking about the relationship connection and this new element that you'll be investigating, or accelerated element, would you be willing to do a fear sample clearing for us?
A fear of what I talked about? Is that what you're asking?
Or what I'm saying? Yes. I'm just thinking that people might have some fear regarding their significant other and what might be happening.
Well, I don't know if it's going to help. I don't know how to look at this here. You know, is it going to help that person? You know, by doing the clearing on you of just one fear of wondering who this person is, I can clear that. But it really is not going to solve anything. You know, I would, you know, what you should do is do the alien delight or the clone delight, and maybe it's some other kind of clearing they gotta come up with to get rid of this holographic clearing. You know, remember it was created, you know, from the energies that you wanted to have in your life. Okay, like I said, you know, you want to get this tall person with blonde hair. Well, you brought that person into your life. Maybe you brought it in 10 years ago, you know, with the law of cause and effect. And, you know, your thoughts created your reality, you know, the secret, you know, the big secret out there. And now this person's in your life, and maybe you're becoming disempowered by that person. And maybe they got activated. I'll do a fear clearing. I don't know what it's going to do, but you know, you have to think of your own fear, what you may have. So here we go. Releasing whatever fear you're thinking of right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, just see if that helps you. Back to you.
Thanks, Ron. Okay, let's see here. In regard to blue eyes, often when I watch TV shows, I notice a trend that all the guest stars and most lead characters have blue eyes. I really have not seen that many blue-eyed people in normal life. Also, blue is not a dominant trait, but maybe it is if they have been influenced by aliens. Does that mean many clones are in the Caucasian race? There is one case of a blue-eyed Asian boy on YouTube. Most others are Caucasian.
It's possible. It is possible.
I had blue eyes.
In a sense, you know, if you go back to the Nazi days, you know, I don't know. I would think, I can't swear to this, but I think a lot of the, maybe all the Germans, possibly in that time frame, I know they had blonde hair typically, and maybe they had blue-eyed blondes, you know. I won't say that all of them were blue, but, you know, that's another alien race, you know, the Germans, you know. Remember, we're dealing with alien races here, okay? So you have the Asian alien race, probably many of those, and you have the whites and the browns and the blacks. They're all different races of aliens. And so somehow maybe they are trying to bring more of the, like the person was saying, maybe more of the blue-eyed, maybe white-skinned aliens down here. I don't know. You know, I really don't know.
Okay. Thank you. In the chat room, we have a comment that tomorrow, the Montauk Chronicles, which is a documentary about the Montauk Project, is showing at the Philip Dick Film Fest in New York City. A survivor of that project will be on a panel of the screening afterwards.
Oh, they putting a movie out about Montauk?
Documentary about the Montauk Project.
I wouldn't mind watching that at some point when it gets aired, you know, if it does, you know, get out there. Yeah.
Well, we have a listener that had mentioned her father had talked with her about that or may have been involved in that, so that'll be very interesting to hear more about that next week.
I remember, you know, Montauk, when I talked to Al Bielek, he had, I believe, I'm almost positive, you know, he had blue eyes. His eyes were really, really bright, so I don't know if that was a clone of him or not, but boy, he was very crystal clear eyes, so, you know.
Wow.
I think I talked to him, went out to lunch with him, actually, took him out to lunch in Florida. I don't know exactly what year that was. I have to pick a number, maybe 2007 or something, I think. So anyway.
Wow. Well, if anyone wants to know what the Montauk Project is about, you can Google it. Because
that'd be good, yeah. Because
there's information.
I go back to New York, a lot of the Montauk Project people, you know, they're they're associated with that, so I can tell real quick if they're connected to that energy. Somehow a lot of the New Yorkers are somehow connected some way to Montauk. Anyway, that's...
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Thank you, Ron, for sharing that info. And let's see here. We have a question regarding... This is actually regarding clearings. And this person is saying that when she runs more than one at a time, she thinks that if, like, say she runs five and one of them ends, that it's stopping the other four clearings from running.
Well, if the timer comes up and that screen comes up, the clearing is ended, then if you lose the light beam, then, yeah, that's a possibility. So, you know, just reset all your timers so that it doesn't go off. As long as you have a light being up and the counter's working, the other clearings are working. So that's what I think she's saying. Maybe she has five clearings up, or he, and they're you know, on tabs, right? And so the last clearing that you have put up would typically be, I could be wrong, but typically we'll just say I'm right, would be the one up, you know, the last one would be the one that's displaying it. And so that one could be the longest timer. And the person that you did, if you put them all at the same time, then that one's going to end, which will come up on your screen that the clearing has stopped. And so, yeah, that it's possible that could stop that way. I would just reset all your timers to a longer length and not worry about it. Or be creative and have, a bunch of light beams up on their own particular timer so that if one goes off, the other ones are still going to be on there. So, I guess it's getting that time here. Anything else we can add? I know we have the 8-hour conference call on Sunday. That should be interesting. We'll see what I can pull out of the hat for that one, what I'm talking about tonight. That starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, 8-hour conference call. We do water charging for different things. So, if you do get on the call, you probably want to have maybe four or five glasses of water. At the end of the call, we do the bath water for people, so you can take a nice bath afterwards. And then we have the sleeping water also, so you can go to sleep nice. So anything else you want to add, Cindy?
I sure would like to. CreationLightship.com is where you can register for the conference call on Sunday and other events that Ron has for us, the weekly events. And also, we do have two tutorials regarding clearings. One is a timeline crash, and the other is the natal barcode clearing. And check out the CLS chat connection. That's where the chat box connection is. And you can see at the top there's a clearing tab, and when you hover over, you'll see bundles. You'll see lifetime whole lifetime clearing lists, which would be very interesting for everyone to look at, and then tutorials. So be sure and check those out. We'd love to have feedback. A long-time listener has created those for us and is willing to create more if we feel like they're useful. So thank you very much, and thanks for all of your emails. Anything left over from tonight will be addressed in future shows. So we do have another show tomorrow night, same time, same channel, and Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship.
Hey everybody, so we'll do the mind to heart drop. So command in your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards so you can feel the energy moving as it goes down. So here we go, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Thank you. And we'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, BBS.